Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
In 1994, Congress passed the Solomon Amendment to require universities that receive federal funds to give equal access to military recruiters, and denies federal funds to universities that do not allow military recruiters or ROTC programs on campus. Some law schools have resisted giving access to military recruiters because of left-wing faculty objections to the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, barring openly gay people from serving in the armed forces. Faced with the potential loss of federal funding, 31 law schools sued the Pentagon, arguing that the Solomon Amendment is unconstitutional based on First Amendment rights of free speech. They won a surprising preliminary victory in federal court last November. In February, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a resolution expressing support for the law. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear this dispute in its next term, and we hope the court will uphold the Solomon Amendment. An Alabama federal judge is retaliating in his own way against Yale Law School, his alma mater, which blocks military recruiters from campus. Senior District Judge William Acker, Jr. wrote Yale in February that he won't accept Yalees for clerkships because of the university policy. A suburban Chicago high school tried to bar two teenagers from showing off their Marine Corps dress uniforms at their May graduation ceremony. The two students completed high school early in December in order to join the Marines and attend boot camp. Nearly 350 students and teachers at Warren Township High School signed a petition requesting that the two be allowed to wear their uniforms instead of caps and gowns. The school board then voted to permit the uniforms. A Defense Department spokeswoman told the press she had never heard of a similar situation. Not many high school students have been through Marine Corps boot camp, she noted. It's a very lofty achievement.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, the national pro-family organization. Our goal is to stay on the leading edge of the issues that are important to you and your family. Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and let us know your perspective. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he spent a fortune on deodorant before he realized that people didn't like him anyway, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Before we get into the program that I really have planned for us today with our guest, I want to talk to you very quickly about CAFTA, because Congress is going to adjourn at the end of this week. CAFTA is going to be voted upon. For those of you that are not familiar, CAFTA, of course, is a Central America Free Trade Agreement. Now, Bush is pushing for this just as hard as he possibly can. They're twisting arms. They're making bribes. But anyway, still, with all this, fewer than half of the Republicans have openly pledged their support. So there's probably still time to make some phone calls, get some emails going. But anyway, today, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, of course, he's a Republican from Illinois, has requested full attendance of all members of the GOP conference to attend a special meeting. Now, they had that meeting at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, so it should be done away with by now. But anyway, George Bush was to speak there. Nobody knows, because no staffers, no media, no Democratic members could be admitted to see what the president was going to say, how many bribes he was going to offer. No one knows when the vote on CAFTA will occur, but it could come as early as this afternoon, or, as Tom DeLay puts it, it could come at 4 o'clock in the morning, whenever we know we have enough votes to make it pass, okay? So anyhow, for whatever it is, President Bush is making this special effort to the House Republicans behind closed doors. Now, these same Republicans, and I keep saying Republicans because there's enough of them that they could stop this thing, but of course Bush is all for it. They know that the grassroots, the people out here in the United States of America, all over the country, do not want CAFTA to pass. Only multinational corporations and big government is for CAFTA. But they're doing everything that they can. I say they, the administration, they're giving away bridge jobs or making promises they're not going to keep. They're doing everything they can to get this thing passed. They tell me that if the leadership feels that they have the votes, they'll walk out and give the House members short notice that the vote is coming up. In other words, they'll have their yes votes all there. We'll go in, we'll vote on this thing, and if we can't get there, they don't give the no votes time to get there. That's the way it works. If the leaderships feel that they have the votes, they'll walk out and give the House members short notice that the vote is coming up. Now, here's another comment. It looks like CAFTA will not be passed. It only looks this way because Bush has not paid off enough representatives to vote for it. But anyway, there's still possibly time to get that thing killed. Now, let's go back to our topic of the day. Which, and let me give you a little history on this thing. It was back on, July the 11th that I did a program. And it was just one of those things where we talked about a whole bunch of different things. We talked about the Lost Liberty Hotel where Judge Souter's property could be taken and on. And then there was a story I had about a girl that was arrested. I didn't keep the story, but I remember the story. She was arrested for not showing her identification. If I remember correctly, she was standing on a campus, a high school campus, And they were clearing this campus because of some political rally or something. Seemed like the mayor was coming to town or something. I don't know what the deal was, but some potentate was going to come in, and they didn't want anybody on the campus. And the police ordered her to move. Well, this is where she stood every morning for her, or every day for her mother to pick her up. And she didn't want to leave. And the police said, let me see your ID. And she wouldn't show him any ID. And she was arrested and handcuffed and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about this. And I had a report from an attorney that was in conjunction with this story that said the police have no right to ask anyone for an ID unless they are driving an automobile. That if you're a pedestrian, if you're just out there, the police can ask you your name, but they have no right to ask for an ID. So I get this email. Okay, Derry Brownfield, I think you should check your facts very carefully before you broadcast such things that the police could not ask for your ID. I know you think government gets into private citizens' rights too much, and part of this is true, but because of the many illegal and terrorist threats in this country, I would think a true citizen would be proud to show their ID. Be careful of what you say on the air. You're not authority on everything. No, I'm not an authority on much of anything. But we try to get people on the air that are authoritative. So I have with me today Eric Scrum, and he is with the National Motorist Association, and we're going to talk about IDs and driver's license and roadblocks and a few of these things. And Eric, it's a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Now, do you think that a patrolman or a police officer can ask for your ID if you're not doing anything?
Well, I don't think they should be able to. However, if they've pulled you over in your car.
No, in the car, we know that.
Sure. But just on the side of the road, if you're walking along, my understanding is that they can legally not ask you for your ID. I mean, they can ask you, but they can't legally require you,
there you
to
go.
Hand it over.
Yeah. Now, see, this girl was on campus. I'm not even sure she would have had an ID.
Well, my understanding is that she did take her case to court, and she did win in court. The court agreed that you did not have to give your identification.
Oh, really? See, you know more about this than I did.
I'm barely remembering the article because it did come out several weeks ago. I did take a look at it. My remembering is that she did, in fact, win her court case. The court found that she did not have to give over her identification. And she should not have been arrested at that time for not handing over her identification. Last I heard, she's actually considering civil suit against the police.
Okay, let's take a break. Eric, it's interesting to know that. You were had information that I was not privy of. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years had gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Returned visiting today with Eric Scrum. He is with the National Motorist Association, and Eric, we watched this national identification card get passed in the form of a state driver's license. I know in our state now they're already coming up, knuckling under, and going along with this, in which is a national driver's license. Is that not right?
Well, that is correct. You're talking about the Real ID Act.
The Real ID Act.
The interesting thing about this is that even though it's passed, you've got a lot of different members of the Governor's Safety Highway Administration saying that they don't want to do this. They want to oppose this. Now, you and I would say, hey, that's great. They're opposing this, but they're only opposing it because they have to pay for it. It's not a federally funded mandate, so the states themselves have to pay for this change in the system. If this goes to court and the Governor's Association gets their money, then they won't have any sort of a problem with this new Real ID Act.
You think it's strictly a money thing? We don't have any governors that are constitutionists, do we?
Not to my understanding. right now, they're talking about the cost to the states for complying with the Real ID will be $120 million. So as of right now, the only thing stopping this from going forward...
Well, some states are going forward.
Well, some states are. The majority are going with this Governor's Association and are saying, hey, wait a minute, we want to contest this because we don't want to have to pay for it. If this was paid for by the federal government, then we wouldn't have a problem with this. And they'll keep saying over and over, this isn't a national ID. This is just us trying to clean up the driver's license.
Right.
But in reality, it is a national ID, especially when you start to consider that it's going to be in a database that's shared. There will be a biometric identifier on the ID itself. They haven't told us yet what that identifier is going to be. Could be anything. Could be fingerprint, could be DNA, could be a retina. and we just don't know yet. But they do have about 3 years to implement the whole system.
Is it in court, or are the governors, you mentioned the Governor Safety Highway Administration, I believe I quoted you on that, is that right?
That's correct, and they are just starting to, they just had a big meeting maybe 2-3 weeks ago where they came into an agreement that they were going to oppose this. They didn't state how they were going to oppose it. My guess is that they're going to take it to court.
Okay, you see, the same thing happened, or a very similar thing happened, with the Brady Bill. And they threw it onto the county sheriffs to do. And the county sheriff said, no, we're not going to do this. At least two county sheriffs, all that I know of, that were involved. But Sheriff Richard Mack was one of them, and Sheriff Prince was the other one from Montana. They took this to court, and they won on the fact that the sheriffs no longer, or never did have to, because of these two sheriffs going to court with it. So they may have to go to court to get this changed. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we're back visiting with Eric Strum, the National Motorists Association. Eric, talking about this Real ID Act. And it's a driver's license thing, and I don't have a copy of it in front of me, but back when they were debating the issue, we discussed it almost daily on this show. In the Real ID Act, if I remember correctly, there is there's a plank or two in there that says there will be roadblocks, and we'll be checking identification. Is that not right?
I don't recall that particular aspect of it. The Real ID was so many pages that they can very easily slip something like that in. Even if that wasn't in there, you can certainly believe that the roadblocks and the states that use roadblocks, of which there are 38 states, that they'll be hopping onto this, and they will love the fact that the identification is going to be much more thorough and easier for them to check.
Now, are you familiar with Ron Paul? Representative Ron Paul from Texas.
Sure.
Okay. It was in his information. You know, he does a pretty good summary of these bills. And he said that there was roadblocks in there. They didn't call them roadblocks. They called them checkpoints.
Well, that's the politically correct term. That's to make it seem not so scary.
Right.
So that's essentially what these checkpoints, roadblocks, whatever you want to call them, that's what they're designed to do, is intimidate the public.
I thought they were to catch drunk drivers.
Actually, if you take a look at when Pennsylvania took a look at this situation, they were trying to figure out whether or not roadblocks were constitutional. They determined that they were, but one of the key parts of their decision was they really questioned the effectiveness of the roadblocks, since less than 1% of all the vehicles stopped at roadblocks actually got any sort of alcohol-related ticket. That doesn't mean they were a drunk driver. That just means that maybe they got a ticket for having an empty can in their car.
Can you get a ticket for having an empty can in your car?
In some states, you can.
Really?
Yes.
Well, good gosh. They'd have me in jail all the time because I drive down the road picking up empty cans and throwing them in the back of my pickup because I don't like to see the nasty things laying there.
Yeah, well, it's gotten to the point where when you're talking about the issue of alcohol, there's not a lot of reason being applied to the topic. Pretty much you've seen a lot of very strict rules being passed through simply because if anyone speaks out against a supposed punishment to drunk drivers, you are suddenly in favor of drunk driving. We're not in favor of drunk driving, but we certainly want laws that are logical, reasonable, and that are actually going to target the problem drivers rather than punishing everybody.
Well, you see, there's a difference between being drunk and having a drink.
There certainly is, although you couldn't get that distinction from groups like Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
No, it used to be a cop knew if you were drunk. They knew it.
Correct.
Today, they have no idea. Now, here's a good example. And this is just in this morning's news. Two drunk women took turns steering a broken down vehicle. Hey, they're pushing this thing. It won't even run. Police officer Roger Peel arrived, determined both women had been operating the vehicle while intoxicated. Both women had blood alcohol concentrations of over 8%, over whatever it is, 0.08%. And the car engine wasn't even working.
Mm-hmm.
But now they got two DWIs there.
Sure. And the sad thing is that a DWI is going to cost each of those ladies somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $15,000. They could even lose their jobs. There are certain I've got a friend who works in the insurance industry. He's got it in his contract that if he ever even receives a ticket, not that he's convicted of it, but receives a ticket, he loses his job automatically. And that isn't even talking about all the truck drivers out there or the delivery people. It's really a sad thing that trying to push your vehicle to, and I don't know if they were trying to get it home or if they were just trying to push it into an area where the vehicle might be more.
Well, the mistake they made, they pushed it into another parked car.
Sure. Well, at that point.
But still, they got a DWI.
It doesn't surprise me. I've got stories like that, or I've seen stories where people who felt that they weren't okay to drive, so they parked their vehicle, shut the vehicle off, put the seat down to sleep it off that night, and they got a DWI because the keys were still in the ignition, and it gave them control over the vehicle.
I've heard the same story more than once.
Once again, I just have to say it's really sad that when you're trying to do the right thing, when you're not a danger to people, you're still getting punished.
You mentioned that 38 states use roadblocks. I thought they all did. Who doesn't?
Well, for one state, Wisconsin doesn't. It is actually against our laws to do any sort of a roadblock. And I know there are a handful of states besides Wisconsin that don't use
really?
Roadblocks. But I'm sorry, I just can't think.
Well, that's all right. Doesn't make that much difference. But I just assumed this was part of the militarization of our free country that they were all going to do it.
They're certainly trying to push it in states like Wisconsin. I know that we see legislation every year asking for people to pass this and allow the police to start operating them.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Hey,
what are your toes doing this August?
Well,
if they're like 600,000 other smart, music-seeking toes, they'll be tapping away at the Missouri State Fair Pepsi Grandstand. State Fair concerts rock! And this year, you can tap your toes at 9 great concerts from August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia. Never been to a concert at the Missouri State Fair? Give it a whirl! Check out the lineup at mostatefair.com. You'll find everything from Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, and Brad Paisley to Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Or rock with Cedar and Crossfade, or Hoobastank with Adonis.
Mellow out with the Motown sounds of the Temptations and the Four Tops.
After the show, keep your toes tapping at one of the State Fair's many other entertainment hotspots. Order your concert tickets online or call Ticketmaster at 1-800-796-6776. Have fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 11th through the 21st in Sedalia. Give it a whirl.
Friends, I want to tell you about steel span buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, steel span buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, steel span buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most importantly, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel-span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com or call toll free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says opportunity always knocks at the least opportune moment, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting with Eric Scrum. He's with the National Motorist Association. And Eric, with this Real ID Act, and you say it could be a year or two before because of the governor's holding this thing up, but for the wrong reason, but at least they're holding it up. You know, so many people, and I'll just quote this lady that emailed me the other day. I would think a true citizen would be proud to show their ID. I hear this all the time. If you don't have anything to hide, what do you care if they stop you? What do you care if they search your car? Well, we're supposed to be living in a free country. This is exactly what they told the Jews in Hitler's Germany back in the 1920s and 30s. Hey, you know, if you don't have anything to hide, don't worry about it. Well, I don't have anything to hide, but I worry about it. I don't want other people going through my personal belongings or whatever it happens to be. What kind of rights do we have if we get in a checkpoint or a roadblock And what should we do? What should we say? What should we not say? How should we act?
Well, one of the first things that that you should do is you should cooperate, but only to the extent that you have to. By that, I mean you don't have to let them search your vehicle. They have no right to do anything like that. You do have to produce your driver's license.
What about other people in the car?
Not to my knowledge.
See, I know of a situation where they made other people in the car show their IDs.
My understanding is legally they don't have to. The only reason the driver has to is because he's operating the vehicle. And they're technically asking for his driver's license, not necessarily his identification. And that sounds like a nuance, but it really is the big difference. They're asking for the certification that shows that you are legally able to operate the vehicle that you are operating. And that's strictly it. You certainly don't have to roll your window all the way down. I suggest just put it open a crack enough so that you can hear the officer. He can hear you. When you are at the vehicle, you don't have to be answering his questions. I would suggest that as you are leaving, you make a point of telling the officer that you didn't appreciate the roadblock. The reason I say that is because the police are way too happy to be able to report to reporters that they haven't had any complaints about people being stopped, that people really appreciate what they're doing, when in reality, the majority of people going through don't appreciate this. They don't appreciate being harassed and stopped for no good reason. And if you take a look at the results of roadblocks, you will see that there really is no positive effect of them other than the police being able to get federal grants to run these. That's money in the police officers' pockets. Usually it's officers who are not doing this as part of their normal duties. They're getting overtime to do this.
Is that right?
In a lot of cases, this roadblock situation is a situation of putting up a notice in the workplace and saying, who wants to work some overtime and operate a roadblock?
Really? I was not aware of that.
So, once again, it's the police who are benefiting from this. It's not the motorist. When you take a look at what are the results of a checkpoint or a roadblock, there's seatbelt violations, there's you didn't have your insurance papers with you, maybe there was a headlight out. There's a lot of little nitpicky tickets being issued, but there's very rarely any tickets being issued for the purpose of that roadblock.
Or what they say is the purpose.
Correct.
Okay.
So you're really not seeing a positive effect for the motorist or for the general public off of this.
All right, now what if it's one of these things where they're asking you questions like, where are you going, where have you been, and this sort of thing?
Well, you have a choice at that point. You could certainly answer those questions, or you could say, does it really matter? Or you could say, officer, turn the tables on him and ask him, could I ask you a question? What's the purpose of this roadblock? You don't have to be answering any of those questions.
See, I have a good friend that he was working here with us at the time. And he got stopped. And, of course, I believe in our constitutional freedoms, and obviously. And I kind of convey that to my friends and neighbors whenever I possibly can. But anyway, this guy worked with me, so he knew exactly where we were coming from. He'd heard me on the air for years, and he knew what we were talking about, and he got stopped in one of these. And it was a local deal where I was on the radio station in the town where he was being stopped, okay?
Okay.
So everybody knew me. And they were asking him where he'd been, and he said, well, you know, I don't have to answer that. Well, he wouldn't cooperate with them at all. He showed his driver's license and asked if he could leave, and they kept questioning him and questioning him and questioning him. And finally, they said, well, where do you work? Who do you work for? He said, well, I work for Derry Brownfield. And he says, let him go. If he works for that radical SOB, well, you know how he's going to be treated. But the guy said, I thought they were really going to arrest me.
Sure. And the thing is that any of the things that I'm saying where you don't have to answer the questions, You don't necessarily have to be all chitty and chatty with the police. You also have to realize that the police aren't going to like it. I'm not saying, even if you're as polite as possible, the police don't like to have their authority questioned, which is essentially what you're doing when you're saying, I don't have to answer those questions. So you may get a rough time out of it. By rough time, I mean the police may become verbally abusive. In the case of where we were talking earlier, where that young lady was arrested, they found out later that the police couldn't do it, but that certainly didn't save her from the fact that she was handcuffed and put into a patrol car. There's going to be times when you standing up for your rights means you're going to be in an uncomfortable situation. That's why a person needs to make up their mind before they even encounter one of these things. What's my reaction going to be? What are the consequences going to be? The consequences could be that the police are going to give me a rough time. It could be that I spend a night in jail before this is all cleared up. But you need to make your decision ahead of time and live by it.
Okay, now, we always have said, the Constitution tells us, that the police have no right to search us without legal grounds. In other words, they must have a warrant and reasonable suspicion, etc. Okay? But now with the Patriot Act, they can get by with doing just about anything they want to get by with.
That's correct. That's my understanding of the Patriot Act as well, where the justification slowly becomes, well, this is for security. Sadly, we've been sort of seeing this over the past few decades in the name of safety. So far as motorist safety, a lot of the different rules and regulations that you're seeing that curtail your freedom of choice comes from people citing safety. This is for your own good. And we're starting to see that with items like the Patriot Act. You know, this is for the security of our nation. This is for your personal security. They're switching the words, but it certainly seems like the results are the same. I'm not seeing an increase in safety or security, but I certainly am seeing a lot of government control coming down.
Yeah, I had a caller call in the other day, and we were talking about this very same thing. You know, it's phony. It's just as phony as it can be that through all these acts and laws, and we were talking about Patriot 2, which I'm not that familiar with, but apparently it makes Patriot 1 look like a Sunday school picnic. And one of my callers said, well, he said, look at it. We've had this now for, what, 4 years, something like that, and we haven't had an attack here in the United States, so you got to say it's working. Well, that's right. That's right. See, you can pass laws against elephants tramping on your cabbage patch, and it'll work because I'll guarantee you an elephant hasn't been on your cabbage patch recently, have they?
Well, it's sort of like it reminds me of a Simpsons episode where Lisa is trying to explain to Homer that the analogy she's using is this stone I have in my hand keeps away tigers because look around, you don't see any
tigers. That's right, absolutely.
And Homer then turns around and asks, how much for your stone?
Right. So it works. Well, you know, he said to me, he said, you vaccinate your cattle every year. You keep them. That keeps them from getting sick. I said, yeah, it has for the first 4 years. But next year they'll all come down with pink eye. You know, I mean, it's going to happen. And it makes no difference whether we have all of these laws that literally keep us from being a free people. When we come back, I would like to ask you a couple of more questions about what do you do if they want to go through your automobile? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Bill Fett. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH extra strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
And we're back. Eric, let's say that you're in one of these checkpoints and the patrol says, okay, we're going to search your car. What do you do?
Well, you should verbally protest the search. Make sure that they understand that under no circumstances are you indicating that they are allowed to do this. The idea is that if they do search your vehicle against your wishes and they aren't able to articulate probable cause or any sort of reasonable justification for doing this, you can certainly take the police to court regarding this. The whole idea is that you want to make sure that you are not verbally allowing this at all. Also, if for whatever reason the police ask you to leave your car, when you do leave the car, lock it up.
The highway patrol always does that. You see them, they'll always have the driver sitting back in his car.
Mm-hmm. And if for whatever reason you have to leave that vehicle, you should certainly lock it up. You don't want anyone having access to the inside of it.
Can you ask them, you see, on a warrant to search is supposed to say what they're looking for.
And you can certainly be asking the police, as you're verbally protesting the search, ask them, what's your probable cause? What is it that you are searching for? If they're pushing the issue and they're doing this illegally, obviously they're not going to chit-chat with you and give you any sort of reasoning for this. But on the other side, if they do have probable cause, they will certainly tell you at that point. So at least you're forewarned as to why they're doing this.
All right. Now we're in a checkpoint, And this is before they ask for the search or anything. And you don't answer all of their questions, so they're upset with you. And you're, how long can they hold you?
Well, there's really no definitive length of time. But you can certainly, it seems like the courts will tolerate somewhere around 20 minutes, but that's not a hard and fast number. You've got to constantly be asking, am I free to go? Can I leave now? The whole idea is that even though the courts say they can keep you for a little bit, the police aren't going to let you leave without finding out whatever they're looking for. But if all they're doing is fishing around for answers or fishing around for a reason to search your vehicle, you constantly asking, am I free to go now? Am I being held for any particular reason? Can I go? You have to keep asking that because sooner rather than later, if they don't have anything, they have got to let you go. Unless they've got probable cause, there's no reason to detain you.
Let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense. Did I give our number? I don't believe I did. It's 1-800-973-3779. I waited till the last session. I was wondering why we hadn't had a call, and I haven't given our number. And that's kind of a signal that we're not taking calls. But anyhow, the calls are welcome. We'll be back. Sorry about that, people.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is a company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. And we have returned. Eric, does the National Motorist Association have a website?
Oh, we've got a couple. If you want to find out more about roadblocks, you can certainly go to www.roadblock.org. Or if you'd like to find out more about our organization, you can go to motorists, which is plural. There's an S at the end.
M-O-T-O-R-I-S-T-S.
.org.
.org. Okay, because I was going to read a couple of paragraphs from your roadblock information that you have here, because it's very well done. And it says, when you first approach a DWI roadblock, open your window slightly and wait for the officer to make his statement or ask his questions. If he simply offers the canned explanation for the stop and asks to see your license, have it ready to hand him. If he asks any further questions, you should politely decline to enter into a discussion, something like, "Officer, I really don't approve of roadblocks, and I don't care to discuss my affairs." If the officer persists, ask for the return of your license and ask if you may leave. It's important not to answer any questions, no matter how harmless. Your willingness to answer some questions but not others will raise suspicion. Worse yet, it is to give incriminating answers to seemingly routine questions. If you set the stage in a manner that is clear, you are not going to answer questions, period, there can be no defensible reason for detaining you. Based on what you said, just answer every question with, "I don't wish to discuss my affairs. May I leave now?"
That's it exactly.
I was going to say, our listeners that would like, and this is several pages of this. In fact, you go into then the politics of roadblocks, which is another totally different point of view on these things. But in the politics of roadblocks, you say what we really need here is some legislation that goes like this. The stopping and detaining, and it would have to be on a statewide basis, but the stopping and detaining involuntarily of any person for any law enforcement purpose must be preceded by probable cause or, at a minimal, reasonable suspicion that said person has or is coming or is committing a crime. The right to travel cannot be diminished nor limited as a condition for obtaining a government privilege or license. And this is something that, the Constitution gives us the right to travel.
It certainly does. And a roadblock...
Now, let me correct myself, because some constitutionist out there is going to say that's wrong. The Constitution gives us no rights at all. God gives us the rights. The Constitution protects them. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was going to say that the roadblocks do stop your right to travel. And as I said earlier, not only does this seem to us to be an illegal use of power, but it's also the government trying to intimidate, trying to scare people. And that's not the role of government. Government should not be there to terrorize its citizens.
What is their reasoning, do you think, behind this? And we see more and more... What I call, we used to say good cops, bad cops, but there's so many of them now, they just treat people like they're not even human beings.
I really believe that a lot of the reasoning behind roadblocks is the money. Because, as I said, you do get federal grants to run these. The police are paid overtime to participate in these.
All right, that's at the local level.
But why do
we spend our tax money? Why do the feds want this done?
Well, I think that it's, in some minds, this really is a security issue, and they believe that it is helpful, that it does accomplish things. But they're really not opening their eyes to what has been documented, which is that these are not effective at...
And, it turns the people against the authority.
Sure. I mean,
we used to look forward to being friends with the police, and this just makes it totally different. And we are out of time, Eric. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until
we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.
Thank you.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.